Taoiseach, today many communities are bracing themselves for repeat flooding of their homes and their businesses. Homes have been destroyed and businesses have been wrecked. Families are once again clearing out the water and the debris, knowing this destruction was predictable and preventable. Taoiseach, this is happening on your watch, but it is not new. You have been at the heart of government for over a decade now. You have been minister during repeated flooding events. And during those years, governments of which you were a senior member repeatedly assured communities that permanent flood defences would finally be delivered. After the floods of 2015 and 2016, when communities were devastated and you were the Minister for State with responsibility for flood defences, yet years later, many of those same flood relief schemes identified, prioritised or advanced during that period remain incomplete, with a significant number still stuck at planning, or even worse, early design stage rather than being built. This is the reality behind your record of broken promises. This is not, Minister, a failure of information. It is a failure of political follow-through. In 2018, government completed a nationwide flood risk assessment. You know where the danger points are. Nearly every county has flood relief issues, and communities have been lobbying for action ever since. Yet the figures are stark. There are 94 flood relief schemes described as ongoing. 68 of them haven't even reached planning stage. 54 of them, Minister, 54 are not in active consideration at all. Taoiseach, many of these schemes were identified or progressed during the very years when communities were being assured by you that government was acting. Instead of accepting responsibility now, the government has blamed everyone else but itself. The weather, local authorities, even Met Éireann is thrown in for good measure. But Met Éireann doesn't build flood defences. Local authorities do not decide on national capital priorities. The responsibility rests with government. And the consequences of this are being felt by communities across the state, in Aucrim, in Arklow, and in Enniscorthy, in Buncloddy, where repeated flooding has damaged homes, businesses and vital infrastructures. Years of cuts to local authority road budgets since 2008, under successive governments of which you are a member, have left roads in a dreadful state. Flooding and heavy rain are now finishing them off, creating a serious road safety issue in counties like Wexford and indeed Wicklow. Last week in Buncloddy, a school bus was forced to abandon its route and when the road beneath it collapsed, 53 families were affected. Taoiseach, this damage was foreseeable. It was warned about and it was avoidable. So my question to you is this. Given your record and the broken promises made during your years in government, what concrete action will you take now to ensure permanent flood relief is finally delivered? And will you set out clear decisions, timelines and funding commitments today for flood defences and emergency road repairs? Or are these communities going to be asked to accept and wait for another 10 years, another decade, another series of broken promises, clearing out their homes and businesses after every storm while your government recycles the same old promises, and broken again and again?
Well, Gurmagat, Laskian Corda, and the first thing I want to say is as we're talking about this weather situation, of course, we're not talking it in terms of a look back, we're talking about it in the here and now. I'm very conscious as we discuss this in the House today, there's currently a status orange warning in place for counties Dublin, Wicklow, Waterford and now also for County Louth. There's yellow warnings in place for I think 9 other counties as well. And on top of that, the Road Safety Authority in the last little while have also issued advice asking people, particularly in the orange areas, but people more generally as well, to try and avoid driving in impacted areas if at all possible today, and certainly if they do have to drive to allow significantly more time as well. We continue to work on this on a constant basis for what has been a very prolonged period of time, and I know well some of those communities that have been flooded, including communities in my own county. And government will do all that we can to assist. We've already taken practical action in the here and now. Minister Peter Burke opened the scheme for businesses to be able to get assistance, and we took a decision this week to significantly increase the amount of financial assistance that you could avail of, up to €100,000. We've seen 14 applications for that scheme last I checked this morning. We've opened the emergency assistance scheme for homeowners that have been affected, and more than 100 claims have now been processed through that scheme, and our community welfare officers are on the ground helping people avail of that and get assistance as quickly as they possibly can. I've had a number of engagements in government this week, and I want to thank Minister Kevin Buxer-Moran, who is in the House with us today, for the huge amount of work that he's putting in and the very hard work on the ground he's doing. He's made the point to us, and I think it's a point worth amplifying, that yes, there are a number of communities that need large-scale flood relief schemes, and I'll get to that in a moment, but we can't have a situation where there's a kind of an impasse until those large-scale schemes are delivered. We have to look at what can be done in the here and now. And Minister Moran has made the point to me that in areas like Port Ran, in areas like Clontarf, in areas like Listowel, relatively minor works have made a very real and meaningful difference. And government's focus now, in the days ahead, will be working intensively with local authorities to identify what more can be done in the here and now. Aquadams, pumps, embankments, minor works, alongside advancing the major flood relief schemes as well. It's not a question of blaming anyone. Met Aaron do an excellent job, absolutely excellent job, there's no doubt about that. But there is a legitimate question to be asked about how we can modernise even further our warning systems. And I hope you'd agree with that, it shouldn't be a partisan issue. A yellow rain warning can mean one thing if the river levels are low, it can mean a very different thing if the river levels are high. The county by county warning system can sometimes be misleading. The rain, or indeed the wind, doesn't neatly abide to county boundaries. So I do think it's right about having a legitimate conversation about what more information we can put into the public domain, listening to the experts, listening to the scientists, listening to the local authorities, and that is what we intend to do. I do want to say to you more broadly, it's a lot of progress has been made in relation to flood relief. We have €1.3 billion in funding in the National Development Plan to deliver major flood relief schemes. The OPW has already completed some 56 flood relief schemes, protecting some 13,000 properties and avoiding estimated damage of around €2 billion. We've seen 900 projects already funded and approved through the OPW's so-called minor work schemes. There are currently 10 schemes under construction nationwide, including in Athlone, Cross Malina, Glasaboy, King's Island, the Morell River, Morrison's Island, the Poodle River, the River Wad, Templemore, and Whitechurch. We will need, and I hope we'll have cross-party support on this, as well as doing the interim works that I've mentioned, we will need to look at how we can assess this as critical infrastructure as well, alongside a number of other areas, and the government intends to bring forward a critical infrastructure bill. But I want you to know, government's working round the clock on this with state agencies, and I want to thank the people on the front line for the work that they're doing in this extraordinarily challenging situation.
Deputy Doherty.
Okay, Minister, let's park the weather forecast for one side, right? Because that's not our responsibility. The RDAE does a fine job in relation to that. And let's deal with what we are responsible for. And you've been minister through flood after flood. What is it, sorry? No, let's park. Let's look at what you're responsible for. Let's look at what you're responsible for. You're the minister that has overseen and been in cabinet, indeed, Taoiseach, after flood after flood. Each time communities were told action would follow. Now, you talk about, this is the new buzzword, the here and now. The here and now. I'm talking about what's happened in the last 10 years, Minister. Because people have been promised that there would be action from government. Do you know how many schemes have been delivered since you made the promise back in 2016? Not 56. Those numbers go back to 1997. Did you know that? 1997, 30 years. Since you were minister promising people that your government would take action, only 17 major schemes have been completed. There are 148 schemes out there that have been identified. These are areas that are prone to flooding, identified by a specialised report, and none of those 148 have been even completed. Some of them even aren't even in design stage yet. That's not the here now. That's 10 years on,
thank you, Deputy
Minister.
Darnley.
10 years on. So I'm going to ask you, what is going to be different this time? And please don't recite the weather again. What is government going to do differently this time in terms of fulfilling the promises that you made to communities 10 years ago that have seen repeated flooding over and over again? Families having to go out to clean out debris, clean out their houses, clean out their businesses, and they see that there is no action from government on the horizon.
I hope I'll get the same latitude. You just can't help yourself, Deputy. You just can't help yourself. There's flood warnings in place in Northern Ireland. If God forbid anywhere floods in Northern Ireland, I'm not going to blame Michelle O'Neill. right? Because I'm not going to, because this isn't about party politics or partisan politics. This is about actually acting. And if you want to say, if you want to say that me doing my job coming into this house and amplifying, as we've been asked, as we've, excuse me, leave the bully boy antics out of the chamber today, and just for once, take off the party jersey. If you're suggesting that amplifying, as we've been asked to do by the RSA, the fact that people should be very careful on the roads today and avoid driving, if you're suggesting that's a glib weather forecast, if you're suggesting that, no, that's what we do. There's people watching this today. There's people watching this today, and it's extremely important we get the facts out. Now, to those people as well, because I quite frankly don't care about it. I don't care about engaging with you. But the people who are actually flooded.
Please.
Deputy, come on. Please.
Scholarship, please.
Gur Margaret, Leskin Corda, and a bit of decorum would be great. The people who are actually looking at this today and wanting to know what's going to happen, I want to tell them. What's going to happen is an increased focus on allowing local authorities to fast-track more works that can be done in the here and now. And there's already examples of that, 900 that have been delivered. Flood relief scheme has been classified as critical infrastructure. An overhaul of the flood warning schemes and assistance to help people in relation to business assistance and humanitarian assistance.
Thanks,
I also hope the party that are climate deniers will come back and have a discussion about the major emergencies. Today is not a day for party politics, but unfortunately for you, you just can't reach deeper even on a day like today. Shame.
If we can.
Your own communities abandoned. 10 years on, 17 skid, or do you want to go back 30 years?
Deputy Doherty. Look, deputies, please. Please. Every Thursday morning, Deputy Gould, every Thursday morning is turning into a very bad exchange between the Tarnisha and yourself, or yourself, whatever way you want to put it. It's between both of you. And I want to appeal to the members around the House to please observe a bit of decorum and a bit of respect. Make your point by all means and be as robust as you wish. Recognise the time that you've been given, and recognise that the people out there are listening and suffering because of the floods, so they need to get information as well.